It's time for the Second Funniest Podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. This is episode 445. No, 450.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I am your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the we, the yes, the you, the us.
Go on.
The I in team. The KevinMiller.com. Jump, press the circle button, Kevin.
I'm so excited this is episode 450.
I know.
If that is 450.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this is going to be a groundbreaking episode.
Oh, really?
Based on what you and I were just discussing before we started recording, yeah. I feel like this is the perfect episode
It's a turning point.
Yeah, it's like, it's the game changer.
It's the back wheel of the motorcycle leaving over the shark. I don't think that's what you meant.
It's the point where the show stops being interesting. Question. Oh, I almost ended the show early.
Oh, that was well placed. That was like a sniper shot right between the eyes. Kevin was talking, and I went to take a sip of water. And seriously, if you would have waited one more second,
you think?
Oh, it would have just. I probably wouldn't have spit it onto the stuff. I would have let it dribble all over my shirt, though.
Oh man, that was pretty good. There was water coming almost everywhere.
So I missed the last thing you said after you said.
I was going to mention the fact that you used a dirty glass, but what happened instead was much better.
A dirty glass?
I can see the iced coffee that's still in that glass.
It's caffeinated water. This I beg to argue. I don't think that's the right phrase.
No, that's not a phrase, actually.
Real smart water. It should be caffeinated water.
Dirty water.
Dirty water. Montezuma's revenge.
That's super exciting.
Yeah.
Do you think you could stretch it out for 30 minutes, or should I talk about something else?
No, I could stretch. There's a thing I could do. Don't you set the mic, you jackass.
Stop playing games.
Okay. But what if I need you to wait? All right,
don't do that. That's not fair to you. But do talk about, I mean, back it up.
Yeah.
Back it all the way. So, just talk about this. About this thing.
So,
right here. Oh, by the way, Sly Cooper is released on June 22nd.
It's July.
July 22nd, 2013.
So a week and a half ago, should have
there
been
was 100 people
huge
that
were, GameStop release yeah. party.
There was people that were like, what?
By the way, I forgot to mention that somebody sent in a great idea, and I can't remember your name, so I'm sorry, but please know that I do love you.
That's normal, and don't feel disrespected. Justin took 2 years to know my name.
It's true. You got it right, Trent. So anyway, somebody wrote in and
Carter
had a great idea,
died.
That, but I can't mention who what it is. Actually, I almost ruined the idea. But because they said, hey, you know what you should do is you should have some employees of a local video game retailer on the show. And they could talk about what sort of personality types walk in, what kind of games they're excited about. And I really like the idea. So when I went to my local video game retailer, I pitched this idea to them. And I said, hey, what? And then they go, well, we'd have to check with corporate because I made the humongous mistake of talking to a manager at a retail location.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, we don't have to mention the name of the store. Then they don't need to be involved, right? And he was like, oh, okay. Which, you know, like, why is it that...
Yeah, no. Yeah.
So
you got to get yourself distracted.
So I mentioned it to him, and then he was like, oh, yeah, sure, great. You know, so hopefully I gave them all my card, but I don't have a way of following up with them other than to show up there. But they seem... He left for his lunch break, and he said, I know of a guy that... And then they said, I gave it to a couple of the ladies that were there because I didn't. He said, oh, yeah, I got a couple guys that would be great. And I'm like, well, I want some lady voices on there. Not to mention the fact that these ladies were easy on the eyes.
Go on.
Get a little hotness in the studio, if you would.
Yep. Do I have to clean this room?
No. No, they won't care because we're going to mess it up. But anyway. So they were like, yeah, that would be fun. That would be awesome. And I didn't know this, but evidently, I don't know whether it's intentional or not, but they each kind of have a specialty, which works out great for our show. So like one of the lady gamers that works at this place is the PC gamer expert. Really? And then another one is like, I love all things Bethesda. So Fallout and what was the...
You've got to tell me what store this
Skyrim
is.
Skyrim and all that stuff. They were like that. And then they're like, oh, and then there's What's-His-Face, which I think they said was Landon or whatever. But anyway, he's the guy who has opinions about everything, and he just gets angry about all this stuff. And so I think he would be a lot of fun. Yeah, exactly. So so hopefully that'll work out. So I want to say thank you for that idea. So to backpedal, I was... Kevin's been trying to get me to get a Vita. And I
mean, look at this thing.
It's beautiful.
I'm downloading games as we talk.
It's, I believe it. And
and it's so sleek. It has a rear touchpad.
And as I've been talking
when you hold
about
it, it's just like I'm gaming right now. I say funny things all the time.
Pretty sure.
And that's the one that makes you laugh.
I laugh at all the funny
things
you say.
That's true. That's true.
If anything, I might be guilty of laughing too much and not talking enough. Not possible.
Not possible.
Not possible. So I've been talking about getting a Wii, and then I was going to sell my Xbox and all this stuff. And so I go to the local video game retailer, and I said, because I was, oh, here's the better part of it. So I'm sitting at the house. I was like, I really want to
play.
Oh,
I thought you were out on the road. This was right here.
I was right here at home, and I was sitting at the house, and I was like, you know what? I just want to go get it. Let's go get it. Who cares? I just paid off the... No.
Oh, you wouldn't.
I wanted the Wii. Because I was like, I want to play Mario Party. I want to play something with my family. Yeah. I want to play games because I haven't been...
Because you're a gamer.
I hadn't been able to play games, but so I needed to find a way to spend time with my family and also enjoy playing games. So this was my solution. So I just told my son. It was pretty funny. I go, you want to do something stupid? And he looks at me and goes, yeah.
I'm in, but I seem to remember that being bad.
It was great to watch his gears turn on that. I go, let's go do something dumb right now. He's like, okay. What? Yeah. And then he kind of goes, what are we gonna do?
Like, because he's always up for an adventure. Yeah. There's like you were able to take him geocaching.
Yeah,
he doesn't play, but he's like, yeah, we found it.
Let's do it.
Geocache. Next.
What I love is too is that what I like about what these little moments of unintentional parenting that I have is that I get to see a little snippet of what my son really is on his core, you know, and he goes, so I said, let's go, get in the car. And he goes, what are we going to do? I go, you'll see. And he goes, are we going to Target? Like, I just like the assumption of what is the stupid thing we're going to do mixed with what he would really like to do.
Well, he wasn't far off. He knew you wanted to buy something.
Yeah. So we go there, and
You went to Target or you went to the local video game
retailer? I went to a local video game retailer. Uh-huh. And so we go in there, and he was looking around at games and stuff, and it took way longer than what I was hoping, and that is a little bit of a diss against the local video game retailer. But so,
what was your youngest son doing at that time?
Sitting on my arm.
Oh, so you brought them both. The wife doesn't know that you're doing something stupid.
No, she was at work.
Got it.
So I said, so I go in there, and then as I walked in, I was fully prepared to buy a new one, but I was hoping to buy a pre-owned one.
Yeah.
I'd done some looking around on Amazon, and I was like, let's go see if they have pre-owned ones. I bet it'll still be cheaper. They had it for $117. You get two controllers with the nunchucks, and you get two used games that have to be $14 or less, and a one-year warranty, all for $117.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, I was like, that is outstanding. Yeah. And I knew I was going to get Mario Kart and Mario Party no matter what they said. So I walked out.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
Video game retailer.
And then I also, while I was there, decided to buy Mod Nation Racers because I wanted a fun racing game that I could play with our listeners. I'd owned it a while ago and already sold it because nobody... I wanted it to be a game that, like Mario Party, that we used to play Jeremy's house all the time. And I thought, oh, this will be fun. I knew Natalie liked Mario Kart. So I'm like, well, this will be a way that I can get a karting game, but she didn't like it.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be something like when you and Kat or something come over.
I wasn't crazy about it on the PSP. How much is it refurbed? How much?
$34 on used or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll pick that up.
So anyway, so I dropped, I think, like either 217 or 270 by the time I walked out of there. I come home, didn't have time to set up because it took too long, but I set it up and I played Mario Party with my kid, and it was a blast. It was so much fun, like, because he could do it. Like, it was easy. And even better, there's so much going on that he doesn't really know whether he's getting it or not. He just thinks he's in the middle of it. And he's like, so he doesn't necessarily win all the mini games, or even most of them, But he does win. No, he does win some, which is awesome. That's even better.
Really? That's great.
Yeah, because you could see that he's developing the skill that we all kind of figured out. We all kind of clunked through it, and he can already point the Wii, and it's weirdly enough, not to get too parental about this, but he's also learned to tell the difference between yes and no in the text on the screen, because like you have to buy candy and eat candy.
Yeah.
And it says, do you want to eat this candy? It says yes or no. And so I taught him, this is yes, this is no. And so he points to whichever one he wants to do. And
it's colors too, right? It's like yes is red.
No.
Really?
Yeah, no. It's only the only time it changes colors is if you highlight it.
Oh.
So, I mean, the only thing I could think of that besides the text is that he's memorizing left and right. That's the only thing I can think of. But
still good.
Either way, that's the beginnings of,
But he also probably doesn't care. This one.
No, he cares.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the surprise fun that came out of it is watching him have a strategy that makes no sense but is still his strategy.
Nice.
Like at certain times he'll like hoard candy, but then there are games that he'll play that he just eats it as soon as he gets it.
Real candy?
Yeah, why?
You get real candy out of this thing?
Yeah, isn't that how you're supposed to play Mario Party?
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, it comes right out of the little controller slot.
Who sold this to you?
Hmm?
Who sold this thing to you?
I don't know. His name was Nicholas something. Santo Nicholas, Santo something. I don't know. He's an old fat guy at the mall.
You met Santa.
Holy crap.
That's the real Santa.
The Jews listening are like, hey, boy.
You now have 30 days to return that to him.
Or he takes your soul to the North Pole. So we played that, and then through a surprise, the previous owner, the way that the Wii works is, it for those of you that don't have it.
Like, I don't have one.
The Xbox.
I don't own a Nintendo.
The Xbox. I do. You have a GameCube.
I have a GameCube. It's hooked up, ready to go right now.
Yeah, exactly. The Xbox, you know, we all know you have to create an Xbox ID for Xbox Live and all that stuff. And then PlayStation, same thing for the PSN. With the Wii, you don't have to do that. It is all based on the Wii itself. So the unfortunate part of that is that if you buy a bunch of games and download them on your Wii and it dies... And you buy a new Wii, you can't get all those games again.
Yeah, and I wonder, maybe they have some sort of transfer thing. Maybe you send it in and they'll move it over for you.
I would imagine they would have to, or that there's just not, they don't have hardware issues.
Or, yeah, because they're not computers, they're magic things from Santa.
No, I meant what I said, that maybe maybe there's a chance that they don't have nobody's ever heard of a Nintendo, you know what I mean? There is, like, the Red Ring of Death was this huge upheaval. The PSN network going down, which, yes, I do know is the PlayStation Network. But that going down is this huge news in the video gaming world. But you don't hear about Nintendo. Big thing that came out of Wii is what it did to your TV.
Fair enough. In the middle of this, I'm sorry to interrupt, but just a word to the wise: if you send me the Wii at PSN or sorry and feeling bad about whatever stupid chain, I drop you as a friend.
Oh, whoa!
Yeah, I'm tired of it.
Whoa!
So everybody knows. Do not send me a chain letter. This is your only warning. Some of you have already been dropped because I'm sick of it. And I've maxed out. And there are people that want to be my friend that they can't even ask for my friend because I have 100. You can't have more than 100.
You can't have more than 100 friends on PSN.
That's what it tells me.
Wow.
So you can't have more than 100. And I want people that are going to be decent. So
I feel like we need to play some kind of bachelorette with you.
That's happening. Also, if you haven't been on in over 6 months, I boot you. So,
whoa!
That's it. But you probably don't care because you're not on your PlayStation.
Yeah.
So that's it. To make room for the people that want to be
on
the team. Yeah.
I like this idea. I really do.
I can tell.
I feel like you should boot me, though.
I actually play games with you.
Yeah, but I could text you to let you know if I'm playing a game. You know what I mean? And then we could just...
You're so interesting. You just want to experience being booted.
No, I don't want to experience being booted. I feel like I'm taking a slot that somebody else would appreciate more.
No, because if I'm on, I like to see that you're on.
Oh, okay.
Then I'll be like, oh, great, let's play a game. I'll join you.
Why don't I wire a light in your house that I'll flick a switch at my house that comes on so I'm on?
I'm into
that. Way somebody else could be your friend.
Can they make... That's very kind of
you. Kevin, I've had you for 15 years.
Are you breaking up with me?
It's not you. It's probably you.
Don't drop me as a friend.
I didn't even think of doing that.
I will re-add
funnier.
You. That's right. That's so messed up.
Not if you accidentally approve someone else. I think everybody who's Kevin's friend on PSN should leave him right now. Just so it goes from the max to zero.
Somebody must have posted it on some forum somewhere, because I'm like, are all these people listening to the show, or do they just pick up, like, they message each other?
Yeah, because we only have 97 listeners.
Exactly. You're number 98, and I have two accounts.
Cat's number 98.
Yeah, exactly.
You like to see when you're also playing.
Yeah. That way I know it's
somebody
me.
Stole your PlayStation.
I have another PlayStation.
I have what is known as a multiple personality failsafe built into my PlayStation.
It's like Michael Scott. Do you have cable? Yes, and I have satellite as a backup. Because heaven forbid I not have television for 5 minutes.
So the way the Wii works is that when I bought the Wii, these people already had these games on it, so I got these games, and one of the games was Super Mario Brothers 3. And I was like, oh, that's a cool idea. This is a thing I didn't know the Wii did. Mm-hmm. That the Wii has a virtual console in all of its old... I imagine Jeremy Schutz, our friend, he's kind of our Nintendo guru or whatever. I imagine him like cursing into his earbuds right now. Like, I've been telling you forever. This is so stupid. Because he's like, he worships at the idol of Nintendo. But and we've kind of backed on it for the past 2 years or whatever. But anyway.
And you still kind of are.
Yeah.
It's still happening.
Yeah, you know.
You're like, I'm very impressed. This? You know who could play this? My 4-year-old. You know what this is good for? Kids.
Not parenting.
Yeah, and wait till you get to the punchline of the story. We still haven't gotten to the turning point.
We're good, though. I'm at 15 minutes. See, I'm doing good.
You really are going to pace it out. I'll tell it next week. I have a parallel story, but this is much more interesting.
So my wife comes home, and we see the Super Mario Brothers 3. And, this is what I want to say, though. So I found the Super Mario Brothers 3. I got access I figured out, it took me a little while, but you can go through all the old games. Like, it has, I think it's like 90 titles from the Super Nintendo, and I think 87 from the Nintendo days, and they have them listed by title.
Really?
You can look at them alphabetically, you can search by name.
That's fascinating.
And they have all of...
I'm sorry.
No, I deserve that. For a second, I thought I did say two different things. I was like, I did say the same thing. I did say the same thing.
That's great.
I did say the exact same thing twice. So anyway, so that was well done. That's fascinating. Jerk, that's hilarious. I'm kind of mad at you, but really happy with you. So anyway.
How did they do that?
I know. It was amazing. So anyway. It's like they've been to a library.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like,
there's no card catalog, though, Kevin.
Organizing. What?
And there's no lady to tell you, shut up.
But how do I get my candy?
You have to know how to say yes or no. I mean,
well,
read
I've
it.
Got that down.
Not say it. You read it.
Just yes! I'm shaking my Wii mode.
But so I go through all the games, and it was kind of funny. I almost bought, like, that's the other thing. They're only $5. Yeah. Like, you buy Wii points in the same way that you fill your wallet.
Oh, what's the ratio?
It's five. Good question. 500 points is $5. So 1,000 points is $10.
So it's 1-to-1. Unlike Microsoft points that are $5 is 800 points.
Yeah, isn't that weird and dumb?
It's brilliant, because then you're like, I just have 800 points, whatever that means.
Yeah.
That's a great bargain. $5, yeah. I get 800 points.
That's great.
And then you look at it, you're like, that's $2,400 points. Wait a minute here. That's a $20 game.
I think I just bought a whole crap ton of yen. What the hell? The exchange rate between Wii points and Xbox. Yeah,
what is the symbol that Microsoft uses, their little Microsoft?
It's like somebody got the force symbol drunk and pushed it over. Exactly. That's what I thought of.
I'm Microsoft.
Do or do not, there is no try.
It's my face.
Oh my god, I'm about to blue screen in this bush.
Oh, red ring of death.
I got too hot. So wrap a towel on me.
What's up with Microsoft? You could
do. So anyway, so I bought, I was looking, Double Dibble. I almost bought that. And then I go, no, Justin, pace yourself. There's a reason why you're here. So the reason why I started looking through these old titles is that when my wife saw, she walked in just as I had looked at, I was showing Jacob Super Mario Brothers.
Did she know that this had happened?
She had already known, yes. But we'd played Mario Party for a couple days.
I see.
Yeah, she knew that we had the Wii.
This is after you already had the Wii. What was her reaction when she came home?
Thank you, because it is pretty funny. Natalie came home from work. And then Jacob saw her, and he goes, Mama, we did something stupid.
Yes! Yes! That's awesome. And,
Natalie goes, you did? What did you do? Mom, it was so dumb.
Such a little drama queen. I love it.
And she goes, what did you buy? Like she looked at me.
She gets it too.
She goes, did you con your dad into buying you a toy? And I go, no, I did not buy him another toy. I bought us a toy. No, I didn't say that, but I did because I just realized the stupidity of me going, I did not buy him a toy. But
you can get it by name.
I told her how much I spent. And then that night when she came home from work, she was later on when the kids were asleep, I go, are you seriously okay? Because I could kind of return it. I go, I just wanted something that we could all kind of do. She's like, no, I think it's fun. I think we'll have a good time with it. And so I was like, great. So cut to, we'd played Mario Party for a night, and it was a nice, fun family thing that everybody had a good time
Jack
with.
Jack had a great time.
Oh, my gosh. He did, because nobody was bothering him. His brother is very much about getting in his face now and, like, cuddling with him. And,
really?
And it's funny, because sometimes Jack is not about it, and Jack doesn't communicate, so he just goes, and, like, swats at him like a caveman. But anyway, with
that's
no fire.
That's what Jacob does. See, you don't know this because you're an only child, essentially, yeah. But those of us who have brothers know that at all cost, you want to annoy your brother. So if that means being loving,
Jacob.
If it means
no.
being... No, I for now, yes, but there's a part
oh,
of him
no,
that's
there
like,
will be a time.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you that it looks like that, but there's part of him that's going, you know what's kind of cool is when I kind of piss him off a little.
No.
And I can't get in trouble with it because I'm hugging him.
You know siblings. Yeah. I know that boy.
That's true.
That boy loves that kid. He loves his little brother a lot.
That's true.
And here's the thing, because it's also angering his mother. You know what I mean? So it's like she goes, get out of his face. Like, just leave him alone. And he's trying to tickle him like what we do and stuff like that. And it's not always annoying him. What it is that he just doesn't know when to stop. So it starts off where Jack is like, ha, 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 and he laughs. And Jacob loves it. He thinks it's hilarious that he, because Jacob can make him laugh. Anyway, I'm stupid, wrong show. But anyway, no, he loves him. That's what it is right now. So,
all right, we'll see.
So we pull up Super Mario Brothers and Super Mario's 3. And I was showing Natalie, showing him to play it. What's so funny?
The look on your face. Super Mario Brothers 3.
My bad.
Just so we're clear.
My bad.
That almost was a catastrophe.
Oh, gosh. If we would have let this. Well, imagine what they get all pissed off about me saying July 22nd.
Yeah.
Imagine what that would have done. Oh, so now you're, which one was it? Which one was it, troll? it's so hard not to curse right now. But anyway, it's the funny thing. I'm not really that angry. I just want to yell. So anyway.
It's fun.
Yeah. So Natalie comes in, and this is where I saw a shift happen in my wife that I'd never seen. Now, to give you a little bit of back history on this part of my relationship, 1 year from my anniversary, Natalie asked me, what do you want?
It was your, like, 1 year wedding anniversary.
Was it my first anniversary? Yeah. I thought it was much later.
I feel like it was pretty early on.
I trust you.
Because
when I know it was early on, yes.
Tell me,
we've been together 11 years.
Yeah.
So I said to her, she goes, what do you want for your anniversary? I said, I would like for you to play video games with me. And she's like, I don't like video games. I said, you know what? You want to really, honestly, just over the... Because she was like, what if I bought you this? I go, no. Play 1 year of a franchise mode of Madden football with me, and that will be awesome for me. But I'm no good. I said, I will help you. I said, you don't even have to win. I just want to sit there and have this interaction. That's what I want. And so she practiced while I was gone. I was away at work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she practiced, and she had a crush on Brett Favre at the time. She thought he was cute, like a lot of chicks do. And she played as the Packers and got him injured, and an ambulance came out onto the field and took him away, and so she turned it off and walked away. Like, she felt that she doesn't understand that was essentially an algorithm that just randomly chose a time for him to tear an ACL and be out for the season, and an ambulance came onto the field. Like, she thought that she had played the position of quarterback so poorly that she had killed Brett Favre.
That's awesome.
And he had to be escorted, because she'd never seen it happen when I had played.
Right.
And I don't think it ever happened to one of my players, to be honest, but maybe there is a level of play that I'm not aware of, but... Anyway, this is like way back in like the early 2000s,
too. Yeah,
that's
what I think it was, like 2001, because you got married in...
01. So this might have been 02 or 03.
I think it was 02. I really feel like that was 2002
I believe
that went down.
So anyway, so
you were in Modesto at the time.
Yes.
And that's when you had your house. Yeah, it was
02. And I'm trying to figure out a time that... Well, no, because I felt like she did that in the Stockton apartment. But anyway, we'll have to ask her.
Boring.
It's irrelevant. Sorry, guys. And anyway, So she comes in and we're playing Super Mario 3 and she goes, oh my God, that is my favorite game ever. And then I was like, oh really? You know, and
it's a good Natalie impression.
And then she goes, and this is what was funny is I'm like, oh, that's funny. Like I thought she would go, I used to play this and like have this nostalgic moment. And she goes, give me that. And I go, what? I go, she goes, give me the controller now.
What?
And she took the controller and sat down and started playing Super Mario Brothers.
She walked 3. In the door.
She walked in the door from work, didn't change out of her work clothes, sat down and goes, oh my gosh, look at this. Like, no one else in the room mattered at that moment. I've never seen this happen to my wife. She just zeroed in and was like, instantly 8 years old and like, oh, like just boom, zeroed in, right? So cut to, so the next day I'm like, oh, well, I got to figure out if I could get the other games because I thought, how fun would it be to try to beat Super Mario Brothers? Because I never did that. Like I was,
oh, really?
One, yeah, I was the one kid on my block.
Super easy.
I hated that game because it was, and I realized it now because
the original Super Mario Brothers.
Yes,
yeah.
I realize it now why I hated that game, and it's because it was so finite. Mm-hmm. In that, if you get hit with a fireball, it's over.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like I'm a guy who likes to be able to roll with a punch or matrix out of the way of something and keep fighting on to another day. But no, if you get hit by a turtle or a mushroom walking around with cartoon eyes or fall into a hole, done. That's it.
That's true.
So I was like, and no continues, no, you know what I mean? Yep. Like three lives and out, like old school. And this is why I was like, oh, my cousin loved playing this game. And this is why I couldn't do it because I like, this is why I like sports games because I felt like there was an end to it and you didn't die. Like you played the whole game.
And you could play a certain level of expertise. Like you could be good and get 7 points and still win the game.
And even if I didn't win the game, though, there was still another game to be played thing. You know, like the progress was being made, all that. So I bought Super Mario Brothers and I tried to play it with Jacob and it was fun to watch him play. It's a fun thing to watch in 2012. A kid pick up what is a third generation console or fourth. What generation are we? Fifth?
Depends on when you start the generations.
That's a good point. So I'm not even going to do that math.
For Nintendo, it would be their first, second, third, fourth, fifth. This is their fifth generation.
So he's holding a fifth generation controller and he did that thing that everybody who was born just before the 80s does, is that when you need the guy to move, he would jump and try to throw the controller that way, like which should have been the genesis of the Wii controller 25 years ago.
He's
all of us leaning, like, oh, run, like jerking it around and everything.
It was the first Kinect. Why can't we just put a camera on this?
So he was already doing it, and then that got me into my head that I'm like, is he doing it because we all do it? Or is he doing it because he's seen a Wii controller work? The chicken or the egg? So he's doing it. And then Natalie comes home and she goes, oh my God, the same thing happens. Yeah. She sits down and then she puts the kids to bed, comes back down and starts playing. She goes, well, am I going to play? Like I was playing it and getting frustrated. She goes, well, are you going to let me play? And so she wanted to play like the two player. And for those of you who don't know the Super Mario Brothers, the original game, the two player it handled the usual controller passing for you. So player one was Mario, player two was Luigi. And when you died, it would pick up wherever you were as player two. Mm-hmm. So you could kind of go through the game. And it added this level of like you go, okay, be careful of this. Or, oh, yeah, you got to jump. You got to hit the run and jump for that. You know, all that kind of stuff. And it was funny to watch in my relationship because Mario was never my game.
Yeah.
I was never good at it. I still, at 33, being what I would consider myself a pretty good gamer, still couldn't do it very well. She picked that thing up and was like, boom. She remembered the secrets.
Did she get the infinite lives?
No.
Oh, okay.
She didn't do that because I go, do you want me to look up like a cheat for that? Because that's what I was going to do. And when I did that, like I was like, cheats for Mario or whatever. And there was a YouTube video on how to beat Mario. And it was 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way. This must be. And I watched it.
Oh, no. You've seen the one where the guy beats Mario in five minutes
and 20 seconds. Sweet. And he
that's
jumps.
The record.
He's got a gift, too. And that's unfair that I'm even assuming it's a dude. But they can jump over the plants when the plant is at the apex of it coming out of the pipe.
Because they have it memorized.
Yeah, they have
a
timing that is amazing.
The first time I saw that video, somebody sent it to me. I'm like, oh, wow, great. Good for you. I'm watching you play this game. Because the first couple levels, there's nothing spectacular you can do. But by the end,
it's just
them
warping. But the last three are amazing. The final boss of that game.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized that there's 4 levels per world and 8 worlds.
Yep.
That's not a very big game.
No.
When you really think about it.
You can pass most of it.
Yeah. He did it in 5 minutes. And the fact that if you just have everything well timed out and you run through the levels, then you don't. You could finish the whole game. And so Natalie stayed up trying to, you know, beat the game of Super Mario Bros. Because she's like, I did it a bunch of times when I was a kid. And she remembered all these secrets and stuff. It was just really surreal on that level to watch. So, in short, I'm over the moon with my Wii purchase. I really I'm really impressed
and
with
it
as a console.
Your relationship has been rekindled.
Yeah.
So now, are you going to go home and play your Wii with your wife? Or do you think she's playing right now and the kids aren't being tended to?
I would be shocked if the kids go to sleep and if she's not like too tired to where she has to, because she didn't go to sleep last night until 11:30 because she was, I had to go to bed and she stayed up and kept playing because she was trying to get to this. I showed her how the guy got through it like on the video, so she wanted to try and do that, and she kept trying and trying and failing and failing and running through it. Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Game changer.
Yeah. And So then I didn't buy Super Mario 2, but I think, and I looked for...
Are you going to get the secret, the lost levels?
I guess so, yeah.
She'll never have played those. Unless
I wanted to ask somebody about that, either you or Jeremy.
I know. Real fast. So when they made Super Mario Brothers 2, the original 2, they released...
Which is hilarious. That's another thing. I said, we have Super Mario Brothers 3. I only bought Super Mario Brothers. Once we finish that or whatever, I'll get the sequel. She goes, well, that's the least... That game's not as good as the first. Yeah. The number 1 and 3 were the. It's a weird thing to hear my wife. We've had literally no conversations about video games, and then for her to just like she instantly turned into like Comic-Con level nerding out of just like, oh, 1 and 3 are the best. Like dismissive of my suggestion of purchasing. Like didn't even bother to say for how much.
Now you get to go back in time and buy Super Mario World. Have you played it? Has she played it? She's gonna love it.
She's probably played it. I didn't. I never got into any. Mario Kart was the only game that I ever enjoyed.
To be able
Mario
to ride
franchise.
A Yoshi for the first time.
Yeah, I've touched them, but I've never like. And by that, I do mean a Yoshi. No. I mean, I've touched the games and like, sure. Oh, yeah, I'm jumping around on Yoshi. Oh, he's got a tongue. All right, yeah. Okay, thanks. And then I've lost interest.
Man, you're getting me all geeked out. I'll have to see if I got. Do I have something that plays
one.
Mario Brothers somewhere? No, I've got those games on triplicate.
Yeah.
I've got a Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, and I'm pretty sure I can play it on my Droid. Yeah. And you can get it on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Okay, so real fast, just so you don't know, but I'm sure all of our fans know, the Super Mario Brothers 2 was originally released, and they decided
it was too
difficult for American audiences, so they took another game called Doki Doki Panic and ported it over and changed the main characters to be Mario and Luigi. But Doki Doki Panic had 4 characters, and that's why Princess Peach and Toadstool are playable characters in it. In Super Mario Bros. 2, because the Doki Doki Panic game had 4 characters. That's why it's a totally different universe with all this other stuff.
So the Lost Levels is the same game, but with the other two characters?
No. So there were 2 different Super Mario Brothers in 1985, whenever they came out. Americans had Doki Doki Panic, and it was called Super Mario Brothers 2. The Japanese had Super Mario Brothers 2, which had evil instead of like one-up mushrooms. There were also like poisonous mushrooms. There were all these like really hard stuff that was thrown in. That's why they decided it was too tough. Then when the Super Nintendo came around, they released Super Mario Brothers All-Stars. It had Super Mario Brothers 1, Super Mario Brothers 2 that was actually Doki Doki Panic, Super Mario Brothers 3, and... The Lost Levels, which
is
actually...
Yeah, they have that available as a download.
Yeah, that's the American
$5.
Word for Super Mario Brothers 2.
Wow.
Try it. I mean, she won't have it memorized, so maybe it won't be as much fun, but it's...
No, because what I realized is that Natalie likes games, but they have to be that style of game. Like, I think
that's
she would be
she
into, like a Ratchet Clank or something like that.
That's even more freeformer. She enjoyed Little Big Planet when we played that.
No, she didn't.
Oh,
because I tried to get her to play it again, but I think the reason why she didn't enjoy it is because I kept stamping her.
That's all Kat says. She's like, I don't want to play that. You just stamp things on each other. And I'm like, you don't. That was just one moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, some kind of weird, like...
But she doesn't like those games. It's funny that your wife, it's interesting between wives, because mine does not like that style of game for the same reason you kind of aren't into it, which is that you have to be pinpoint precision accurate with your jumps. If you got to dodge stuff, there are things that are going to chomp you and burn you and kill you. She doesn't like those kind of games.
Maybe
Skylanders,
it's the dancer in my wife that likes likes the precision of things.
Because Skylanders is her kind of game. You can't fail.
Yeah.
Like, you
shoot,
go back.
Shoot, shoot, shoot.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you ran out of money.
She might enjoy like a Contra or a Double Dragon. I remember playing that and being really, like, really liking it. So I'm curious to see. Like, it's funny because I was playing it looking through the catalog they have, and I'm like, I wonder how long it'll be before I go back to my PlayStation, because like there's a lot of, I go, what if I just go into a time capsule to 1989 and just relive my childhood for a few months?
Like, perfect time for it, because you got a 4-year-old.
Yeah, exactly.
So let it break him in.
Well, I let him play the game, and it was funny because I told him, like, this is how you learn to play games. The game that taught me how to play games is this one right here. So if you could figure this out, then it'll help you in a lot of other things. So, but yeah, it's fun to also steer a Mario controller from behind him. Like, I worked his elbow, like his forearms, like puppets. Like puppets.
What you need to do, we're out of time. What? I'll tell you later.
No, what? Tell me now.
When I was a kid, we had the power pad.
Uh-huh.
Have I told this on the show? Oh, I've never told this story.
Oh, yes. You hooked it up and then you played the game, and then your brother did step aerobics.
Yeah, exactly. And he thought he was controlling it with the power pad, and really, we were secretly using a wired controller. He was dumb. So now you could hand your son a Wiimote without any power in it, go to town, and you're like, you're doing so great.
No, I think he would figure it out. Now that he's played Mario Party, was a time when he honestly thought that he was playing like Gods of War with me because I gave him an Xbox controller and I was playing a PlayStation. Now he knows the difference.
Well,
Mario Party has taught him how it looks when it affects it and all that stuff.
When we were playing those Red Dead Redemption weekends and you left the room and he took his controller, the first thing he did was shoot your gun. I was like, oh, he figured it out, and he never found that trigger again. He just waved the remote around.
Oh, funny stuff. All right, well, give us a call, 408-228-4911, or send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Oh, well, you know it already has happened. We're just sitting here on pins and needles hoping that the Facebook page is still there. If it has failed, then find us at myspace.com/JK Show. On behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying, okay, bye.